Brothers and sisters, in the liturgy or in the calendar of the Roman Catholic Church, there is no such celebration of New Year. But instead, the whole Catholic Church today celebrate the solemnity of Mary, Holy Mother of God. Today is the eighth day after we celebrated Christmas Day. Or it was the eighth day after the birth of Jesus. And according to Jewish tradition, the eighth day of a baby boy should be the day for circumcision and the right time for giving him a name. However, if the child was a firstborn, it will also be the inauguration of a woman turned to be a mother, or rather a baptism for a woman who will entirely change her life, that a childless single woman will be a mother for the first time. That's why today we celebrate the solemnity of the motherhood of Mary. This day was the day when Mary officially accepted her responsibility as a full-fledged mother. It should be a great celebration for Jewish women during the time, because transitions, renewal, changes in their lives will happen in their life whether they will like it or not. Their daily routines will be changed for the sake of their child. This is what we felt on New Year's Day. Many people told us during this time to have a change, a time for resolutions, a time for renewal, and then we promised to make it so. Some of us made promises to be broken as well. Some of us make a list of New Year's resolution, but the next day, you don't even bother where is the list run to. And then after several days, we found ourselves again doing and staying as what we are, and nothing changed, nothing happened, no more promises, no more resolutions. If we really want to change our lives this year, let us go back again to the celebration of today, the celebration of the motherhood of Mary. Let us make Mary the Mother of God as our model, and let's start with this question. Did Mary make any resolutions or any promise that day, the first day of the year, the inauguration of her motherhood? And the answer is no. And she didn't even dare to make anyone. For Mary, the best kind of renewal is to let God let go. It is very clear from the sacred scriptures, specially cited in the four Gospels, that everything that Mary seen and heard, and every event that happened, she always pondered them deeply in her heart. No words, no complaints, no reactions. She left everything happens according to the will of God. To cite some examples of events that Mary silently pondered in her heart are the boy in the manger, the words and the reaction of poor shepherds who became the first flock to adore the child, the coming of the three magi, the words of the prophets Simeon and Anna, the flight to Egypt, their return to Nazareth, till the death and burial of her son. She never complained. She has never been overreacted, for she wanted to stand in her principle and on what she had said before. Thy will be done. I am just a handmaid of the Lord. She will never dare to change the plan of the Lord for her and for her son. That's why she didn't make any plan for herself. She didn't make any resolutions, for she knew that God already had, even before the child was born. There were the great examples of Mary following faithfully to the will and plan of God. Mary responded to God's plan of redemption more completely than any other human person. Her example should give us encouragement to cooperate with God and His plan to renew ourselves. Following Mary as model, we should see that like her, the grace of God will be working in us. The grace and the Spirit of the Lord will move us to work according to the will of God, so we will become effective worker and helper of God's in His plan of salvation. Mary believes and trusted God so much, especially when the angel of God told her that she will be filled with the grace of God, and therefore she will live as God wanted, for nothing is impossible with Him. But the story of the motherhood of Mary doesn't stop there. Later, at the foot of the cross of her son, Mary accepted another kind of motherhood, to be a spiritual mother of every human being, regardless of race, color, nationality, political beliefs, religious creed, looks, health, wealth, poverty, success, failures, appeals. That sometimes we make these as distinctions, or worse, to discriminate others, where Mary, our mother, never did. Mary loves everyone enough to bring Christ into the world and help her son to bring us to his Father. Thanks God, we celebrate today the solemnity of Mary, the Holy Mother of God. It is not only Mary who will receive grace from God. All of us today who participated in this celebration, and maybe we are not aware that we are blessed already from the very beginning of this Mass, especially if we listen to the readings. The first reading says, "May the Lord bless you and take care of you. May the Lord be kind and gracious to you. May the Lord look on you with favor and give you peace." And the Lord said in addition, "If you will pronounce my name as blessings upon my people, I will bless you too." In our responsorial psalm, we heard, "May God bless us in His mercy. The God judges us with justice. He guides every nation on earth. Our land has produced its harvest. God, our God, has blessed us." In the second reading, St. Paul said to the Galatians, "God sent His Son to redeem us, and sent His Spirit in our hearts to make us His children. And since we are His children, He will bless us all that we have as His children." Short words from the Gospel. The shepherd found Mary, Joseph, and the Messiah, as what the angel said, and so they went back singing praises to God because the Savior of the world was born by a woman named Mary. The words of God we heard today are some of the nicest readings for the entire year, and they are very appropriate for the beginning of this new year. There are many blessings we all need in the entire world, in our nations, in our cities, in our county, in our homes, and in our personal lives. So may God bless you and each one of us throughout this year. Happy New Year.